This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
You got it locked and loaded to the Friday, November 7th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, Naughty, along with Mary Jane and your company, right up until 6 p.m. Good afternoon, everybody. Just hold on 1 second. Listen, it's Friday. I didn't tell you. When this show over, this how me and you carrying on. And that's this I want to carry on with you when the show over. Like 6:01, it starts. All right?
Okay.
Let me better let my good brethren, Tonash, tell you exactly how I can carry on with you when the show over. Run it, Mr. Producer.
Ooh, my candy looks so good. I would drink you like rum. Pour you all over my tongue. Beautiful. Girl, I wanna hold you like a cup of honey. Lick you like food sauce down. Slam you like God. Love you like Christmas bonus. Squeeze you like my last dollar. Kiss you like food was good. Touch you like road on Friday. Need you like a trip to Zuma. Tell your ma and your pa.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, The Free National Movement, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutritious, Royal Caribbean Cruises Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
Saying donkey on the loose, that is always your excuse. I be begging, kissing boots, making promises to you. Like, girl, I wanna hold you like a cup of honey. Lick you like food sauce down. Slam you like God, or love you like Christmas bonus. Squeeze you like my last dollar. Kiss you like food was good. Touch you like road on Friday. Need you like a trip to Zuma. Gila, gila. Gila, gila. Gila, gila. Girl, I wanna. Gila, gila. Gila, gila. Gila, gila. Girl, I wanna. The sun gotta shine, but you just do it better. Girl, you one of a kind, no other girl to measure.
No other girl to measure.
Girl, I wanna hold you like a cup of honey. Lick you like food sauce down. Slam you like God, or love you like Christmas bonus.
All right, you officially got it locked and loaded. To the Friday, November 7th edition of Talking Heads. How about that?
There's nothing like a Bahamian on a Friday.
How about that?
I love it.
That summed it up enough?
Big shout out.
Telling you, man, embodied
what
everything.
What a great
song. I want
to
hold you like a
song.
Cup of Henny. I want to lick you like a food store stamp. I want to slam you like a car door. My
That's
God,
so
that is
Bahamian.
So Bahamian.
I love it. Shout out
big
to
up Tarn, Tarnash, man. Yeah. Big,
wow.
big respect, man. And I like to see some of these.
It's a great song.
Artists that when they first broke in were doing hip-hop and have crossed over so brilliantly into Rake and Scrape. Tarnash, Johnny Cake, Lot and Them, the Twins.
Right.
I mean, you know, like props to them.
So talented.
Very good stuff.
I've been doing it for years and years and years.
And you didn't think I was going to play that? I think I was going to play that from my ear. I said, but what? That's how we carrying on today. 6:01. Huh?
But we you good. You good on this Friday.
Because we got lots to talk about.
Okay.
I mean, okay, first and foremost, we want you to chime in. All right? We want to hear from all the talking heads out there. And if you want to chime in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free to anyone in the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right. Obviously, big part of the conversation today, the headlines.
It's time for headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And don't forget that big sidewalk sale going on at Fine Threads right now, all right? Today and November 7th and November 8th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Still got time to catch them today. And, of course, tomorrow, sidewalk sale, Mackey Street, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store. $75 suits, $50 blazers, $25 pants, shirts, 15 to 25, shoes, 25. Sidewalk sale like no other. And that's the beginning of November.
What?
You know, Adam Dunn is beat it by for Black Friday, too.
It's got to be crazy.
So let me tell you, Fine Threads kicking it off like that now, boy. Black Friday can be off the chain.
Yeah. Shouts out to the crew down there at Fine Threads.
And they're available for you 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. today and tomorrow, obviously, for the sidewalk sale. And don't forget the Southwest Shopping Plaza location as well. Be sure to check them out, all right? But the actual sidewalk sale is at the Mackey Street location, all right? Get it? Got it. Good. All right, let's jump on in. F&M makes case. Brian Brown says he's ready to work for Golden Isles. PMH nurse suspended over viral video. Gomez remembered as a man of faith and family. And again, our thoughts and prayers go out to the Gomez family, all of them. And when I say that Gomez family, I mean all of you know.
Yeah, it's a big family.
I know a ton of y'all.
Yeah.
So each one for me and MJ, please. Our thoughts and prayers and condolences go out to you guys again during this most difficult time, okay? Looked at that F&M rally in Addy last night. I don't want to hear no long talks. I looked at it. The F&M got traction in Golden Isles. The F&M got a buzz in Golden Isles.
Looks like they were having a lot of fun. There are a lot of people that came out.
And I don't base
speeches.
That on crowds or rally.
What are you basing it on?
The energy that was out there. Just the whole energy that was going on. And the way that he presented, very confident about what I know. It's like when I talk sports and when I talk comedy. Yes, I talk politics and all of that. But, you know, my passion is sports. So when I talk sports, it's like what I know. He knows Golden Isles. So when he says, I've been here and I know and I feel the pain, he knows. And the people who are hearing him who live in Golden Isles know, yep, because he's been here this whole time, win, lose, or draw, going through it with us. He feels the pain.
I'm thinking that that's one of the benefits of actually being from the community you wish to represent. I did get a chance to watch a little of it last night. And when he started talking about the different areas and naming off every corner, every street,
every
nook, every cranny, I said, okay, yeah, this gentleman knows Golden Isles.
From the late Charlie Maynard time, who was mentored by another dear older gentleman who was very important in my life too, Stephen Daddio Mitchell, the late Stephen Mitchell Daddio. Those two were two, and the late, you know, Charlie Maynard, Lord bless the dead in both cases. Both of those was political monsters in a good way, not in a bad way, just beasts on the road, door to door. They know everybody, ma, who, cousin, who. And that is what Mr. Brown has in Golden Isles. He know everybody and they ma, literally.
That should be a benefit.
That is a benefit. Home field advantage. And then on any given Sunday, you line up, anybody can bounce. I ain't saying that, but that's definitely advantage. It resonated last night.
I think that when candidates actually live in the constituencies they seek to represent, they do have that added advantage
he
of
fears
actually
it knows.
Knowing how, you know, their neighbors feel.
I agree.
So that's an interesting race for sure in Golden Isles.
And if you've got a history with both PLP and F&M residents, and nobody can say anything bad about you, that means you put in the groundwork.
I mean, people always find bad things to say.
Correct. And you'll find some people to try to say it politically. But at the end of the day, the people that vote in that constituency know what they're getting with Mr. Brown. And every constituency should know what they're getting with their candidate. F&M, PLP, COI, ABC, LMNP, independent. Know you're getting somebody from the community. That's why when independents pop up, I always support the fencing roster, Kareem Hanschel. He's from Garden Hills. He will continually run independent in Garden Hills until they get him in. He's not leaving.
Stick to it.
And that might be on a minor scale because he's not with a major party or a third party.
Right.
But he uses his constitutional right to vote and to declare himself. And that's what we need, Bahamians who want to change the process, who come from the areas in which they live.
You know, it's amazing. I just thought of it just now. A large percentage of the members of parliament can't even vote for themselves. They don't even live in the constituencies that they want to represent. And that is quite something. That's amazing.
All right, let's get to this call real quick. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Yes, President. Good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Good afternoon.
I just wanted to throw my 5 cents in there. I appreciate what you're saying about the candidate, a little bit of a reality check. Thing is, you could have good candidates, you know, but it's the party that they're representing and the leadership of that party. And the S&M is just the same as the PLP. It's just my opinion, sir. But you have to look at that part of it. And most of us now are tired of both parties. I'd say we give a sensible incoming party an opportunity that's talking about the real things that Bahamians want.
Do you have a party
in mind?
Do you have a party in mind?
An option that's viable?
I am so sorry, sir. I didn't hear the last thing you said.
So you suggested that both major parties have thus far disappointed. Do you have a viable third option that you'd like to present?
And that is with the COI. And I say that
I said viable third option.
I say that as an organic Bahamian, respectfully, that
what is an organic Bahamian? Can you tell me what an organic Bahamian is?
Well, I could use myself as an example. My people are from Eleuthera.
Okay, my grandpa was from Eleuthera.
Yes. I'm talking about anybody that is born Bahamian.
What is it about?
And we are fighting for our country.
Okay.
But that aside, we can go back to that. But I'm just saying, you're talking about the candidate. I'm not negating the candidate or, you know, attacking his character.
Right.
I am talking about the fact that he's representing a failed party, a corrupt party, and that's part of the wanting to do plenty of things, but your leadership is corrupt.
But you're speaking of leadership, I mean,
the realities that's going on in this country, like sustainable agriculture, providing the people with their natural resources and land. And these young people coming up deserve much better.
Now, question, you talk about leadership, but I mean, the option of the COI, I think their message is lost with their leadership. Because their leadership is lacking. So I think, allow me to finish. You spoke, just my opinion, but I think your party's leadership is lacking. It's been exposed on numerous occasions, even to the other night, where he couldn't even get his candidate's name right. And that's just on a minuscule level. But on multiple levels, he's shown to be, for lack of a better word, lacking in leadership himself. So I think the message is lost. I like to hear from COI members such as yourself who could present ideas like sustainable agriculture, because I'm all for that, benefiting from the natural resources. But I think you guys' good message is lost in your leadership. Just my opinion.
Respectfully, I disagree.
But that's what the world's about, agree to disagree.
That's fine.
I'm curious. I'm curious. But we don't have a system where it's just one person running the whole show. Is the COI going to present to us 39 or 41, if they expand the boundaries, candidates that can actually fill the roles that we need filled in Parliament? Because I hear you talk about your leadership, but we need a full party. We need everybody to be viable.
Yes. In fact, we are just about to that finish line. And we have respectable men and women who are ready to move the country forward.
So it's not just about your leader. You also have candidates.
It's not just about the leader. No.
Okay.
No,
so when can we hear from your candidates? Because, I mean, we've heard a lot from your leader. That's why I formulated the opinion.
Are you guys going to get out there?
With your candidates. Because
we've been out there, and I've personally been out there with many of them.
Are you a candidate?
No, I was a candidate in the DNA.
Okay. All right.
I'm not presently a candidate.
All right.
But I wear other hats.
I got you. Well, good luck to you and to the COI. My advice would be just keep getting your message out there as best you can, okay?
Much love.
Thanks.
Much
have love a great great day.
Let's
talking
get to
heads.
Their calls, talking heads. Talking heads. Next one. Talking heads. Hello.
Mr. Producer's like, what are you guys doing?
Talking heads.
What are you guys doing?
All right, we're
going to pause
play,
the
you know.
Calls for a second because
They playing busy at the phone lines today?
We have texters as well.
Attention, crab war room. It doesn't work when you try to busy out the phone lines. I can see your numbers.
We have texters as well.
All right, let's go to the phone lines again. Talking heads. Hey, what's going on, bro?
Hey, what people feel realize, right, is that this is going to be maybe a close election, right?
Mm-hmm.
One party might pull it off, but I'm not going to call which party that might be, right?
Right.
So it's going to be interesting. So The reason I'm saying that is, right, after election, you have to actually call about, or they have a habit of posting the amount of money that was spent during the by-election. That's when Kingsley Ferguson and the rest of the people inside the union, they got 3 days after it was.
Well,
they even won their Christmas money.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my goodness.
They even won their
And so you think if too much spent on the by-election, they may not get their Christmas bonus, their Christmas
close
money.
To Christmas.
And that might cause a ripple effect?
I'm telling you, David, 3 days
separated. You have a good weekend.
Once you don't freak yourself right out, you have a good weekend, man. Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads.
Good day, sir.
Good afternoon.
All right. To you and your guests. The problem in our country is we depend on the poor set of people, or the underprivileged set of people depend on the FNM and PLP too much. And they...
When you say they depend on them, what do you mean when you say
depend on them? I know.
Okay.
And Richard, that's all over the world. But the FNM and PLP ain't doing nothing for nobody unless you are part of their little circle. And that's a sad problem. It's time for this country to make a total different change. We are going backward. If Mr. Lyndon Penland, Marla Butler would have to come back, they would be so amazed to know that they have not moved this country ahead one step. Only thing they're doing is taxing us to death. So I went to the gas station. Gas is $5.78.
Well, it's gone up because as of today's paper, it was $5.28, $5.48, and $5.28. But so it gone up 30 cents. I believe you.
Why is a loaf of bread is almost $5, $6 now. This is what we elect these people for, to go in there to try to cut these prices, but they're going in there to get them and their family wealthy. They ain't going in there to do nothing for nobody. And this is what these people have to understand. Stop electing these people on colors and ask them the hardest question. So what you going to do with light bill? Light bill is out, mister. Listen, light bill is out of hand. That's a mortgage.
Yeah,
correct.
And these people, I'm like, they can't see it. How in the world you could be paying almost $6 for a loaf of bread? How? Why?
Trust me, we
spending all this money on gasoline?
We feel your pain.
The other day when Mr. Brave Davis told Rupert Robert that he was going to drop the prices, when Rupert Robert told him that he was going to start laying off, Mr. Brave Davis should have told him, yeah, go ahead. That's where we will bring in Walmart and bring in different company and stop letting these same little cycle set of people destroy this country. The cost of living is too high in this little country. And they know it. You can't even buy a loaf of bread now for $5. That's a crying shame.
Yeah, no, we feel your pain. Thank you so much,
good
caller.
Points. We got to get to the other calls. Good points, though, caller. Don't be a stranger. Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty MJ, what's happening?
Good afternoon.
I would like to ask the leader of the DNA, Dana Stilwell, a few questions. Number one, where can I get a copy of their constitution?
Okay.
Also, what's the term limit for the leader of the COI?
Okay.
What are the procedures for electing election for the leader?
Great, excellent questions.
What's the term limit? What's your procedures for electing a new leader? Or is this just a one-man show?
Well, that is the battle that they're up against right now, because it does appear that way. Maybe another COI will call in and tell us where we could find their constitution and what their elections are like.
Please clarify that. Where can we find a copy of the constitution?
Yes.
What are the term limit of the leader and the officers? Is that election process?
Right.
Who are eligible to vote?
Yes.
What's the voting procedure?
All great questions.
Please help us with that.
And at the same time, I'd like to hear some tangible plans that if they do become the next government, what plans do they have that are actually tangible and sustainable that are going to benefit Bahamians? Not pie in the sky, $100,000.
They always talk about their plan or their vision 2030 or whatever it is. Where can I get a copy of that so I can read it? I don't want to see what you tell me. Let me read it myself.
I think it's on their website. In all fairness, they've said it's on their website several times, so I think you need to check their website.
The Vision 2030 is there, but the other things, maybe they'll call in and answer. Thank you so much, caller.
Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
The previous caller talked about light bill being excessive, and I'm aware of persons who are not paying light bill. Well, it is really not light bill, it's energy bill. Because we pay for energy around here. And there are some people who have access to BPL power lines. They don't do packet sniffing to determine how much voltage is being and what can consume in a certain area versus how much they're being paid for. They don't do packet sniffing like they do with the IT network. So obviously, you could tap a line into B, whatever you want to call the B. I like that bull in the B, but any the B you want. And you could just harmonize current to your personal use. So the government really is unaware. And you could look at some studies that's been done in Singapore, how this is being done right now. And it's happening right before. I could take you to two homes right now, persons who are receiving current. But, you know, I don't want to be labeled because then they can come and do me in.
What you mean? Illegally receiving electricity, current? That's what you're saying to us?
Well, if you're not paying for it in one way, you're paying for it in another way, so it's not illegal.
I mean, some people don't pay, but some people aren't charged. Are you saying that they don't get a charge because of the way?
In another way,
right,
so you're
right.
being charged in another way. Are you familiar with this system?
I mean, I've heard about what you're referring to, but you seem to have first-hand knowledge.
Yes, I do.
And but you're not revealing it because why? You're not saying anything to BPL because why?
Because persons are paying for it in another way.
Right, but you're saying persons are getting illegal supply of electricity.
You call it illegal, miss. If you if you're being billed for it another way, other than the way I'm being billed for it, you're still paying for it.
So someone who's using it and not authorized to receive it is receiving it? Is that what you're saying? I mean, can you just speak plainly, please? Because you're hinting at something, but then you're dancing around it.
I think
caller, you gone?
The other ones. Yeah, talking heads. Talking heads.
That was a weird one. Hey, C. Allen.
Yeah, I'm disappointed you guys missed the opportunity to ask those CRI callers what exactly was the solution that their leader said would be.
We've heard some of his solutions. I don't want to retread that tire.
No, that's what I'm saying. Those are ideas.
Yeah.
See, I could start my party or restart the party that I was last leader of once Mr. Greg Morris had resigned. And I could repeat everything that Lincoln says because he got it from me. But that doesn't mean... what did you say? Pirate? Like a thief?
Pirate or pirate, either way.
And repeat, right, that you are capable of executing it. And so you say, you're not going to have to pay for electricity. And so I still maintain those individuals who say that Lincoln, Bean, and the coalition can do these things, I say to them, bring me a plan on executing one of the hundreds that he has said, and I will give you 100,000. And if 10 of them come to me, I'll give them 100,000. And do you know how easy it is for me, Naughty? If they bring 1,000 of them, bring me the exact same plan. If they just copy the same plan, I'll give them the 100,000. Because you know how easy that is, Naughty?
The thing about it is, let's acknowledge, they will bring you a plan. Now, how feasible that plan is.
I know. I'm saying to you. I'm saying, just bring me an executable plan. We can go through the steps. But you know why? Because I'm going to call Ed Curlin, and I'm going to give each one of them 40 tons of aragonite, and Lincoln Bean will convert it to them for $4,000 a pound. See, I didn't pay for that. I didn't give them the $100,000.
Yeah, that word executable is doing a lot of heavy lifting in that sentence.
No, but see, you have some low things, right? Like free electricity, free house, no internet, no any of these things. So here's what the lady say, they don't do nothing for you. They only do it for themselves. They corrupt and whatever. They do it for themselves. And I'm saying, so you're saying that you want these parties are just doing for people, just doing nothing for people. But then you say, you know, once your party get in, you don't have to do nothing, but you'll get $100,000 a year.
Yeah, it's circular logic. Thanks
right.
so much,
Cialik. I'm just simply saying is, you know, the easiest thing for the Coalition of Independents to do is to go get 50 tons of aragonite from Ed Curlin, who said it on a radio station, sell it for the $4,000 a ton and pay the woman her $60,000.
Yeah.
Good stuff, Sea Island. Enjoy your
weekend.
Thank you
so much, Sea Island.
Contributions.
It's so weird. I don't know if the COI, the persons that support the COI, understand what an uphill battle this is and that they don't necessarily make it easier when they say, oh, don't worry about the other candidates. Just focus on our leader. That is not a democracy.
But if your message is being lost in your leader,
but
don't,
worse
really
than
don't
that,
focus
that
there.
Is not a democracy. Okay, we're not electing some king who's going to just reign over us. You need
it's
to present
time. 39-41
actual viable candidates that show competency, that show vision. That's so ironic. Their name originally was Independence. Right? I mean, Mr. Bain admitted that that's just a name they're keeping with now. But this is not independent thinking. When you say, okay, well, our leader has all of the answers. I don't want to support something like that. Not in a democracy.
Let's get to the text. I agree. Naughty and Fred, in my Fred Mitchell voice. Cut skin look like it coming in golden hours from not only the people, but from the cabinet, too, for talking bad about Vaughn Miller.
Ooh.
Oh. Wow. But I mean, what's the deal with the sign in Golden Isles?
Oh, yeah, you showed me that.
Let me ask you. How uncouth.
Insensitive.
And lacking of political acumen from Mr. Darren Pickstock and his team right now. Because I got to say, that's who campaigning in Golden Isles. I mean, what kind of mindless PLP? Well, you got a lot to choose from. Did you get to put up that sign where you had the audacity to cover Mr. Vaughn Miller? How could you do that? Y'all couldn't even afford a new sign? Y'all recycling the man sign?
So, just so in case our listeners haven't seen what it is you're talking about, there's a photo that's going around.
That's circulating from the Golden Isles constituency.
That shows that the
PLP constituency office.
Right.
Office hours, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., the multitude of phone numbers, and the upper right-hand corner where the late MP Mr. Vaughn Miller's picture is, Lord bless the dead. They have replaced it with a banner sign that says expanding opportunities.
Well, no, they haven't replaced it. They've taken that new sign and put it over where his face was.
Right, they've covered it up.
And I'll just say that that is
they covered his image with that sign.
Yeah, but you can still see that his image is under it.
Because you can still see his necktie and piece of his head.
So that is insensitive. I'm sure that...
Also downright cheap. If you're using our taxpayer dollars for this by-election to pay a road and stuff and impress, then put up a new sign and don't disrespect Mr. Vaughn Miller.
The sign should be party money. I'm just saying that I'm sure Mr. Pickstock and his team will correct that because it does look insensitive. You can't just slap a poster over Mr. Miller's face and think people won't notice. It does look a bit insensitive. So if I were you guys, I would get right on that in replacing that sign altogether
for
or
the
fixing
proof
that.
Of not being use. You can't won't run for public office and not have any political acumen. I mean, off the top, that should be a no-no. You all did what? Go you pull that down now.
Yeah, hopefully they're doing it as we speak, because it does look insensitive.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. Brave Davis cannot afford to lose this general election. He doesn't mind losing the by-election too much. If he loses the general election, there's no coming back for him. He will be too old.
I still say that this is probably his last election in any event.
Good afternoon, Naughty and my favorite talk show host, MJ. Like Brian Brown, Philippa Kelly don't visit Central and South Duluth. She lives here, and when the ballots are tallied, we will be rocking with Kelly. Okay.
It's so good when the candidates actually live in the constituency. I know that in every case that won't be the case, but we should have more persons actually from the communities as opposed to not.
All right. The COI says FNM and PRP wants handouts, but sit waiting for 100K. Pierre from Lincoln. Make it make sense, Naughty.
I can't make it make... You want me to make that make sense? I cannot.
Naughty,
maybe they can call back and tell us why that makes sense.
Naughty and MJ, please tell the third party, please go pay for advertising. They're looking for freebies. Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. The COI people love to accuse people of corruption without any proof. It's simple ignorance. I would like to hear how Mr. Bain needs to explain how he is going to get these natural resources overnight. And how I'm going to get my 100,000 first, because I want to get mine first before anybody else. Well, I tell them that I want 1,000 a week, and that would save the government, so nothing from that 100,000 a year, though. Good afternoon to both of you. On that non-organic note, the phrase that Lincoln Bain came up with, I can't wait for him to come to my door to ask for my quote-unquote non-organic vote in Pinewood. Because how xenophobic can you be to create this hatred against persons born and raised in the Bahamas?
I don't use that term because I don't like that term.
The lady spoke of the FNNY currently convicted of withholding $40,000 in client funds held in trust, or is it $64,000? Only the same families eating. Don't care who's in. So sad for the Bahamian people. I don't care for none of them. At the end of the day, these parasites sit and eat and drink and laugh, and the Bahamian people suffer.
Yeah, the word thrown around corruption, I don't think it's something that you should toss around just willy-nilly if you have proof of corruption. Kind of like that guy who was talking about BPL, kind of hinting at something, but not, you know, speaking up. But you can't be mealy-mouthed, right? If you have something to say, you want to alert us to something, just tell us exactly, you know, what it is. You want to accuse someone of corruption and put your cards on the table and say, okay, this government is corrupt because of X, Y, Z. I often say a lot of it is incompetence. I am not ruling out corruption, but I just think that we throw around that term just too willy-nilly.
All right, we got to get to the break. Caller, either hold on or hit us right back after the break. We'll jump right to you. We got more texts to get to, including this one here. Good afternoon, Nordy and MJ. Did you all see Sabas talking about it's necessary for this administration to continue? I saw parts of it, but don't worry. We'll get in depth. Tell us what happened.
I have not seen it. What is it? What did he say?
Well, I think they might have an audio of it in the back, so we'll pull that up on
all
the flip
side
of the break.
And, we'll talk about it on the other
side. And you guys
side.
Who have heard it, text in and let us know what you think about it or call in. In addition to that, we want to know how you feel about the nurse being suspended for being a whistleblower. In my opinion, this is the only country that looks to punish whistleblowers rather than protect them. And what's your take on that? And, of course, you know, like I said, we have the rest of your texts on the flip side of the break. We got lots to talk about. That's some of the many issues that we'll address on the Friday Week in Review at Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
Girl, I wanna. The sun gotta shine, but you just do it better. You just do it better. Girl, you one of a kind. No other girl can measure.
Feeding the crew? Fueling the cravings? There's something for everyone with the new KFC fill-up box. Serving 6 juicy pieces of chicken, 4 buttery biscuits, crispy fries to share, and 12 premium original recipe KFC nuggets, all packed into one crave-worthy box. Not a crumb's gonna survive when the KFC box hits the table. So dig in and do whatever the crunch you want with the KFC fill-up box. Only at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Some people come and go. Others work for you every single day, whether through free classes for students or programs for the elderly. We've been building Golden Isles for years, while others waited for their time to shine. I'm Brian Brown, and I know it is December 24th. Vote FNM, because this time around, we're going with Brian Brown.
Paid for by the Free National Movement.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
Hold you like a cup of Annie.
Me like food store stamp. Slam you like our door. Love you like Christmas bonus. Squeeze you like my last dollar. Kiss you like food was good. Touch you like road on Friday. Need you like a trip to Zuma. Gila, gila. Gila, gila. Gila, gila. Girl, I wanna. Gila, gila.
It's a feel-good Friday weekend review edition of Talking Heads, November 7th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty Long with Mary Jane in your company right up until 6 p.m. You didn't get joking, eh? Right out. 6:01. Huh? 6:01.
It's a partying Friday, eh?
You stay right there. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, what's
going on? Hey, what's going on, Skillaboo?
Is this an open show?
Yeah, man. Go ahead. What you got this for us?
I want to ask you something, right? You know John Canoe, you got with John Canoe, right?
Socks in your belly.
Okay. I glad you say that. Let me ask you something. Naughty, concerning that JCN group, what you think about them?
All I can tell you is,
huh?
The JCNP been around for a little while, doing that thing. I look at the new group put together. And it looked like some people, you know, who had their hands on carnival before and do their thing. But Junkanoo now. And it all buck up go. And it's a crying shame. And I think all parties need to come to the center of the table and figure it out once and for all. Because at the end of the day, Junkanoo belongs to Bahamians. It belongs to no one else but us. That's our national pastime. And whoever's going to manage it needs to get it right. JCNP, NCP, whoever it is, need to get it right. Because with no Saxon, with no Valley, with no roots, with no family, there is no Junkanoo. Period. And you know who makes those Junkanoos happen? Not the group leaders. The Junkanooers in the shack, fringing, pasting, bellas, whistlers, drummers, them. That Junkanoo belongs to them. And you know who else Junkanoo belongs to? The fans, like me, who like to grab my libation of choice, sit on the sideline and scream at the top of my lungs, Saxon all in your stinking belly. And guess what? Whether it's at home in front of the TV, on Bay Street, that's my God-given right as a Bahamian. And it's the Valley's right to do it, the Roots' right to do it, the Fox Hill Congos, the Pigs, whoever. Because Junkanoo is Bahamian. It's a Bahamian thing. So it belonged to us. So anybody trying to monopolize it for ulterior motives to manage the money and then go all cause Bahamians to suffer, they all wrong. And at the end of the day, wherever Saxon go, that's where I go. So if Saxon going in the back of the sports center, I will be there and MJ will be there. If Saxon rush on Paradise at Cabbage Beach, I will be there and so MJ will be there.
Okay.
That's where we could be.
Oh, with you, 100%, right? But I want to share something with you. The JCN ain't down with us. I mean, let me say they ain't down with us. They wasn't down with us. You remember the parade in Fox Hill?
Who's us?
The Fox Hill parade.
Who's us, though?
Huh?
Who's us?
Who's us?
Yeah, when you say us, who's us? You mean us, the Bahamian people?
Us is, let me tell you who's us. Us is the Saxon, the One Family, the Wally Boys, the Genesis, and all of the other Junkanoo groups.
Okay.
That's us.
So they weren't down with y'all.
The JCN ain't down with us.
Why do you say that?
Because when they shut down that parade in Fox Hill, they show us right then they wasn't into our freedom. They wasn't into our freedom. And I listened to that fella Dion the other day. He say that the people them trying to take the JCN freedom. Well, they take our freedom by not allowing us to...
But some people look at it as the alternative group is trying to take the Junkanoo product. In addition to a group name, they're trying to take the Junkanoo product. No, what you mean anyhow? That's how some people look at it too. So they all failing us. Still, all I can say is, you ever Toby Austin tell me to go as a Saxon? I get in as a Saxon.
No.
I don't care where it is. Once Toby got me naughty, hey, we going here, me and MJ going there.
You listen to Willa this morning?
Well, it's my boy too, but I in the spirit of Macaroniville Club, I will question a thing or two if the Saxons do something wrong, in my opinion, man.
No, well, what Willa said was the Saxon will be on Bay Street Christmas and New Year's.
Because they know if they need...
Family.
Right.
One family them said the same thing.
Because they know without them there is no junkanoo, so work it out, right. Figure it out.
But,
throw strong on the people.
They wasn't going to get a rush.
And guess what? How many times they go to Bay Street? You don't know. They may go to Bay Street 4 times. Boxing Day and New Year's and 2 other times. So, hey, more times I get to see the Sox and kick your Rudy Pooh candy. You know what? I love it.
Naughty. I was a Sox in all my life. What you talking about?
Well, I'm fine. You should share in my sentiment to be the latest smackdown on them Rudy Pooh Valleys, all 2 of them.
I used to dance on the side of Willow.
Okay.
Like bonus oxen.
But listen, I mean, you should have done better because all these years, nobody remember you. Everybody remember Vala.
Huh?
All these years, everybody remember Vala. Nobody remember you. You should have been, what happened? You was hiding behind Eddie Dame's beardy.
You
were stuck on the fast Eddie beardy.
Who that?
Fast Eddie with the long beard.
The kind of dance I used to do is different from Vala dance.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So well, yours was the Skillaboo?
Huh?
Yours was called what? The Skillaboo?
No, man, I ain't had no dance like that. I just was a dancer.
All right, cool. But good stuff, Skill. I got to get to these other calls.
Good
now, have
stuff.
A great weekend, bro.
Good
appreciate
stuff.
You as always. All right, let me get to these other texts. Listen, that junkanoo battle going to rage on. You need to settle it. You need to fix it. I don't care where the Saxons are and who say what. Man, look here. I could be where the Saxons could be. MJ could be where the Saxons could be. And that's could be that. And whatever variation of the valley is there, we'll toad cut skin from the Saxons. Simple and plain. Let's rewind and repeat. It ain't nothing hard to think about that.
Might be 4 times, say.
Yeah, good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. Putting the COI into letting the children run the country. The COI has no structure. Who will be the cabinet ministers? We could want change, but let's be sensible about it. Right now, the Bahamas cannot afford to fumble this opportunity to remove the PLP. While the FNM may not be the perfect choice, they are the best alternative at this time. Next, good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. Didn't the PLP pick up the picture that was on the ground? They passed the poster on the ground. Good day, Naughty and MJ. I know you don't like Beyond the... Not that I don't like it. I just don't watch it. I mean, if I'm going to waste an hour of my time, I'm going to watch Dallas Cowboy get caught up on the Cowboys of the Lakers. I ain't going to watch Beyond the Headlines.
What's the meat of it?
Because there's no substance there.
What's the meat of the text?
I saw a talk show host on Beyond the Show the other night talking about the nurse at PMH. I noticed they cut her short while she was talking about it. I didn't like that. Well, listen, I don't know what they do for their show. I don't know how they run their show. Like I said, I don't watch that show.
And everyone runs their show differently.
And everybody runs their show. And don't tell me how to run our show because I ain't going to tell you how to run your show.
The person to talk about. I think we have that to talk about,
but
right?
We have that to talk about. Tester, listen now. We're going to get to that in the Week in Review. All right, we're going to touch on that specifically.
In a few minutes.
Yeah. Naughty, can you play that Bahamian song for the PM, please? What you give today back? All right, I see Mr. Producer got that. The Dolphins will win the Wimbledon Open before the COI becomes...
What?
The Dolphins will win the Wimbledon Championship before the COI become the government. Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. I am on the COI website. The vision for our land, agriculture, healthcare, fisheries, sports, culture, and economic reform are all coming soon. As for the Constitution, there are key points of the Constitution, a summary of the Constitution, but no Constitution. These people can't be serious. I'm on the website right now.
The Constitution should be something that's readily available and complete.
Call out and coming to you right now. Naughty and MJ is a registered nurse working for PHA. It is an embarrassment what was done to that nursing officer. She is not just a nurse. She is a nursing manager. PHA runs a plantation where they want to take away our freedom. The message is clear. She is being used as a method to victimize and intimidate all nurses from speaking out. Then, Naughty and MJ, have you ever heard a union so quiet as the Nurses Union?
Listen,
not one word from the president of the Bahamas Nurses Union.
Well,
it makes me wonder if the union is sold out to the government. Then who does Mr. Michael Dollar think is stupid to believe he never heard about this matter? Because the union was quiet. He felt no need to address it. And then Dr. Sands touched it, and he decided to speak out.
This is interesting. Now, I did read an article in the Tribune this morning that did... you know, mentioned comments from the Bahamas Nurses Union president, Muriel Lightburn, who said that the viral video that everyone's
right.
talking about, technically breached the union's contract, but added that the nurse remained on paid leave.
All
so
right.
I guess we could talk
let's
about
get the
this.
Call out let's the way, and
get
then
the
we
call
get
out of the
talking
way.
Heads.
Yeah, Naughty and MJ, how y'all doing?
Good
what's
afternoon.
My, yeah, to the texter, it was Menace and the FNM were gone on the world stage and saying, the Bahamas is lose $500,000 in corruption every year. Now, Naughty and MJ, for 20 years now, we were changing government every 5 years. Mm-hmm. Anybody do the analysis to know why? Why we changing government every 5 years?
Because
just before each one of those governments,
uh-huh.
we had our plan,
mm-hmm.
we had the manifesto, we had all them stuff on the internet and all them things.
Right.
They win with 34 seats, but at the end of the time, they win 4 seats. Holiness on his third time, Mayor Motley on a third time.
Right.
Why we don't do an analysis to find out why?
Why? Because why I tell you to take a...
Just another one term again. Just another one
And listen,
again.
Muff, I'll right. tell you why.
Why? Why?
To quote Mr. Holness, when our politicians get in after campaigning, they turn fully dunce. Fully,
exactly.
fully dunce.
You're right.
Fully
You're right.
dunce.
You're right.
And they forget why they're there. They
right.
forget why who put them there. They
yeah.
forget, for God's sake, that they work for us.
Right.
They all of a sudden believe it's they money. It's our
right.
money. You ain't
not
doing us
that.
No favor. You did a manage our money. That's
no,
why you got
that,
voted out in landslides, because you did a piss poor job
right.
taking care of our money, and you failed to deliver on your manifestos.
Exactly. Exactly. They'd be able to say, oh, freedom of information are coming.
And I'll tell
or
you something.
Finance coming.
I'll tell
but
you something.
Two
I don't.
Years into the term, none of that. Take off. Complete different direction.
And I give zero, you know what's about talking about past administrations, because they all got voted out because they failed at some point. Heavy
no,
is the head that wear the crown.
The people mind is frustrated.
Hold on, but Muff, heavy is the head that wear the crown. This administration needs to take the criticism it deserves. We need the
no,
information.
Another one-time government. You think the Bahamian people could go into another election and take another one-time government again?
But look how they do now.
See how high suicide is now? Man, suicidal. Yes, me, I see, that's the problem, man, with these things. Don't mind a manifesto and them telling you what to do. By 2 years into the time, the Bahamian people find out, no, y'all swingers. Y'all ain't doing nothing what y'all tell us y'all was going to do. And I've seen F&Ms won't PLP. I've seen PLPs won't F&M in the last 15 years. So, I mean, the manifesto thing don't mean jack. Anyway, y'all have a nice afternoon.
Have a nice afternoon.
All right, man. Good stuff,
I think
Muff,
I get what he's getting that question from, and the fact that we keep changing, you know, parties every 5 years. But I just want to say that this country... Many countries, we do not derive stability through political parties. We derive stability through institutions. And I'm going to say that again. Stability is not derived through political parties. It's derived through the strength of our institutions. But I know we'll get to that when we talk about Mr. Bastian, because I did receive the video. Thank you. Like 5 people sent it to me right away, and I got a chance to look at it.
All right.
And
so, Mr. Producer,
we have to do that after the, break.
We're going to do that after the break. Let's
just
do the nurse first. We'll go to the break. We'll finish the nurse situation. Okay? We'll get into that clip from Sabaz.
Yes.
And then we'll hear more texts and more calls, and we'll elaborate and we'll expound on it, and we'll talk some sports, too. But very interesting tidbit. I'm sitting here, and I look at this whole situation as we get into the break with the nursing officer. If we had a Freedom of Information Act, there would be avenues for her to say what she needed to say. If whistleblowers didn't feel threatened, okay, for blowing the whistle, because obviously, you know, and I'll get into the stance of PRP Chairman Mr. Fred Mitchell on the Freedom of Information Act and on the whistleblower.
Because someone mentioned the nurses union, and if I were a member of the nurses union and my president had the comments without any kind of nuance about this particular situation and what's being mentioned and the way that it's been handled, I would be severely disappointed in my president if I were a part of that union. To look at the response from Ms. Lightburn, I would be severely disappointed. Even the Minister Darvall had enough sense to understand how sensitive this particular, you know, conversation is,
yeah,
and the way that that nurse was treated, how poorly she's been treated so far, to know that you don't just go down this road and pretend like, you know, everything is fine. This is not good.
Not at all.
And the focus on the comments that she made, but not the public safety aspect of it. I mean, we have rodents in our hospital.
Correct. We have rodents. We got rats.
We have rodents in our hospital, allegedly. Can the PHA release a statement to the public, please, and tell us, do we have rodents in our hospital? Do we have a leaky roof in our hospital? Are our staff, our public health care workers overworked? Are you understaffed? please release a statement and answer the core accusations that were in the statement that that nurse bravely made? Because that is what I want to know. And then I want to know what you're doing about it. And then I want to know when you're being audited, because this is not making any sense right now.
And I'm just still, you know, amazed by the hypocrisy of Mr. Mitchell. You know, Mr. Davis gives people a whistle to blow in times of need. And now Mr. Mitchell wants to punish you for blowing the whistle.
How did he get in this one?
Why would
you're talking
he
about
have a problem with blowing the whistle? I mean thought
his,
he wouldn't have a problem blowing
his
the whistle.
Legacy position, because he's
correct.
Not commented on this yet, has he?
No, I'm talking
right,
about
okay.
his general statement on
his
whistleblowers.
His legacy position. All right. Anyway, we have...
And his legacy is too long. He needs to retire that legacy now, and himself, too.
We have that to deal with. And thank you, guys, all of you who sent me, have had a chance to look at it. And we do have some comments on that.
All
of that.
On the flip side of the break. Call us. Hang tight till after the news, or hit us right back after the news. But the November 7th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. Tone Ash, tell MJ what I can do when we get off at 6:01. Let him know.
Put your tires faster than a hot nitro bump. One wheel going left, one wheel going right. While the cock grinder trying to go down the road straight, Chief, you need to go into Muffler World and get your wheels aligned. Muffler World will set you on the straight and narrow in no time. With computerized wheel alignment. And since the car is up already on the rack, take them one tread tires off and get some new ones. Muffler World on Mackey Street. Got that computerized wheel alignment and brand new tires.
If you come from the island, you know nothing is more important than family. I am Brian Brown, and the people of Golden Isles are my family. I'm proud to serve my neighbors and friends. I'm asking for your vote to be your next MP. I believe in showing up all the time, not just election time. So on November 24th, vote FNM, because this time around, we are going with Brian Brown.
Paid for by the Free National Movement.
What happens when your faves team up? You Asiago Bacon Club. Enjoy the iconic taste of KFC's 11 herbs and spices with a bite into KFC's original recipe chicken filet, layered with Asiago cheese, crisp lettuce, tomato, bacon, our signature ranch, all on a golden brioche bun. KFC's original Asiago Bacon Club is made fresh, made right, available only at KFC. It's finger licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Woo! My girl, you look so good. I would drink you like rum. Boy, you all over my...
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, The Free National Movement, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Prince Masters, Royal Caribbean Cruises Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you on the Friday, November 7th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty, along with Mary Jane, and your comedy right up until 6 p.m., and let me get these texts out of the way. Call us who will wait. Hit us back. We'll get right to you. Naughty, Wallace said what he said because he knows the sponsors will drop the Saxons if they're not on Bay Street. And other sponsors will be right there to pick them up. No worries.
Yeah, but I mean, some groups do have long relationships. Valued relationships
and
with their sponsors.
So.
Who
knows that better than us? But at the end of the day, I'm saying... There will be no threat of, oh, well, we won't sponsor. No, voila. Somebody who always wants to sponsor a winner. And the Saxons are a winner. They can't be a breach of contract in the contract. Institution always take precedent over contract signed.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
The USA has changed back and forth. Look at them. Cuba and Iran has had repeated leaders. And look at them. It's about systems and leadership.
It is about systems. And it is about institutions. But we do have our callers. We
Let's
promise
get
we'll get
nice.
Straight to them.
Talking heads.
Hi.
How
are you both?
Very good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. I want to comment on the part with the turning over of government every 4 years. What I want to say to that is, I don't think many of those politicians care whether or not there's a change of government every 4 years, because this is my view now. Perhaps those who go in get exactly what they go in there for, and they could care less if they get elected again, because they may have accomplished whatever they wanted to personally accomplish for themselves.
So what you said, they get in and make sure things good post office, whether it's, you know, whether they in or out of office, the thing's still good for them, right?
Once they accomplish whatever they, I guess, accomplish, because many go in there, they would disclose exactly what they're worth,
mm-hmm.
all of their assets,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of them come out way out there with their assets. So once that is accomplished, they could care less about going back again.
Thank you.
I live in the constituency, and I'm still not sure exactly which direction I'm going to go in.
Okay.
But another thing that I have to say is, I look at this country, this Nassau especially, every single day as I drive, and although I am a praying person, I am not moved by what I see. I pray about the improvement of our nation, but it, to me, this has been, and not because the PLP is in now, but overall, because they're presently in, this is the worst I've ever seen our Nassau. I could speak for Nassau.
Right.
It just seems like there's no organizational structure.
Okay.
There's no consistency. There's no, like, okay, I could see the people come and pick up the garbage in the medium today,
right.
and the next day it's back like nothing ever happened.
Wow.
But there's no structure. We should have, like, with each constituency, something
uh-huh.
organized where, you know, this person in charge of garbage, this person in charge of whatever, to just keep things together. Everything is like a toss-up in the air. Like, the medium have to go very, very high.
Right.
And then it just gets out of control. If you look at the six-legged roundabout, look at that roundabout and see how high.
Yeah.
Everything just is out of control. Like, who really cares? We put these people in place to,
mm-hmm.
to bring balance, regulation, structure in our nation, and it's like nobody cares, per se. I feel very burdened about that.
Let me ask you a question, Carla. You live in Golden Isles, and we talked about it earlier on the show. As a person who lives in Golden Isles, or as a Bahamian in general moving forward, would you like to see representation actually live in your constituency? Your representative come from your constituency or your community?
Yes, I would like to see one come from the constituency, but someone who's active, someone who really ain't just talking the talk.
Right.
I live there. Now, every time I get home, I always would meet like a, you know, something about maybe the FNM or the PLP. I haven't seen a COI poster.
Right.
Okay, but I don't feel any of them at all. I don't feel them. Whenever I pass the FNM constituency, I would see certain people. Like, it does seem like they have a certain amount of people that they target, right? And then for the PLP, it seems as though they have a lot of outside people who is gathered there at that particular headquarters.
All right, Carla. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
Thank you so much, Carla. Don't be a stranger.
Talking Heads. Talking Heads. Turn your radio down for us, please. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, it's Nico. Hey, MJ.
Hey, Nico.
Hey, what's going on, Nico?
Lots going on. Son got married 3 weeks ago, so I got acquired another daughter. So I
congratulations
guess,
to you guys. Good stuff.
Women overload in the house now.
Good stuff.
But it's very good. I'm very proud and happy. Listen, I'm very happy that you guys keep pushing the Freedom of Information Act. And I just wanted to put my two cents in. You know, I call in once in a while when it's quite important. And things are being pushed to the side, and all of this nonsense with Junkanoo and all this, you know, smoke and mirrors that are going on. The perception, the Bahamian people are not stupid. And at the same time, the perception out there, why this isn't being passed, is what it is. It's to, it's perceived that it allows to facilitate whatever it may be. So anyone could read between the lines. Moreover, this whole thing with Junkanoo is part and parcel of these things. One believes that that they own something that is, it belongs to the Bahamian people. And the big fight about all of this is was the gross, the perceived misconduct by government agencies allowing certain things to happen. And now it's come back to bite the respective people in the rear. And the whole thing is, this is all perceived to be about money and control. And to those people that are out there, control is an illusion. This belongs to us, not you. And because you've been allegedly running it not the way it should have been done, this is what has now happened. The Bahamian people have had you guys to continue on the Freedom of Information Act so we can be a real country, a real transparent and accountable country, and all of this has to stop. And the lady that just called in about Nassau is absolutely right. And not only that, is it disgusting. Our people, you know, are dumping garbage where they want. There's no rules. There's no enforcement. We do whatever we want.
Good stuff, Nico. I appreciate it, man. You got some other calls and texts, but I appreciate the contributions.
I mean, we do have rules, but I
think... And congrats on the nuptials.
Yeah, on the new members of the family.
And speaking
of
Burgess...
We do have rules, but I agree that, you know, there does seem to be some disorder happening right now. And you're going to talk about the Verges.
The Verges are deplorable all throughout the country. Whoever has contracts from the Verges on the outer fringe of the island, on the circumference of the island, on the inner city roads, a lot of y'all need to do better. Roundabouts are horrible. They're deplorable.
What about all of the parking on the Verges right there?
That's what I was
going to
say. Outside
the office of the
Prime Minister and outside, is that the Wynn Resort? What happened to that median out there? Why is everybody parked on that median?
Is this the Gold Wynn?
Lashing it down.
Yeah, what's going on there? Why are there so many right there?
And why do we have a sign
on
the Goodman's Bay that says no parking on the grass, but yet on the weekend, everybody and they maw all over the grass at Goodman's Bay?
Yeah, we have to put some more order and teeth into
Who's
some of these.
Who's got the contract for these verges and roundabouts? Orders. Why aren't they getting done? I mean, if we had a Freedom of Information Act, then we'd know, right?
All right. So we got to talk about...
The nurse situation.
The situation with the nurse being suspended for speaking out on PMH. By now, many of you may have heard... that we had a nurse, a senior critical care nurse, who was suspended after she publicly lamented the leaking roofs, the supply shortage issues, and, my God, a rodent problem at the Princess Margaret Hospital. And she feels as though she has been, treated, to quote the Tribune, like a criminal after being ordered not to travel, not to enter the hospital except for medical care, and to surrender her ID. Now, we're talking about the nurse who's identified as Sister Pearl. She's been a nurse for 44 years, and she's been placed on a 10-day suspension after she released a video highlighting the problems. And I just find it astounding the quickness at which the Public Hospitals Authority responded to this video.
I just had a text me, Naughty, please tell MJ, I can testify, I had a rodent nibble on my foot while I was in the PMH.
Absolutely astounding. And the PHA is going to do their investigations. Of course, we've got Michael Darvall, who I think smartly said, quote, I respect the independence of the PHA and the protocols that guide its internal investigations. However, we must remember that our nurses continue to serve under tremendous pressure, giving care and comfort to our people every day, end quote. And I think that is the right position for Dr. Darvall to take. The alternative would have been probably detrimental to him and his reputation.
Allow me to say this. Dr. Michael Shaky Darvall. Yeah, I nickname you Shaky. You are our Minister
you
of Health.
Really need to stop.
For every time you have dropped the ball, I have kicked you like a field goal because you deserve it. But in this case, I want to thank you for once for standing up, doing the right thing, addressing it properly, and looking to get to the bottom of it properly in your capacity. I wish moving forward you'll handle some more things in your portfolio the same way. But the same way I give you the business... When you drop the ball, shake a lot, You did a good job on this one, at least getting to the people and making an announcement.
Here's what he said. He's going to ensure that due process is followed and that the nurse is treated fairly. Watch for that.
Correct.
The statement was okay, but we have to watch.
If you don't watch and she's treated unfairly, you know, I can kick you like a field goal again, so shake a lot.
In any event, you know, and this has been discussed widely on social media, persons talking about whatever contract, I guess, alluding to that she may have signed in terms of privacy. And again, we understand the importance of privacy when it comes to the healthcare industry, right? That is tantamount.
Correct.
But what we're talking about here is not a person inside the hospital filming patients, revealing their personal medical history, violating those sorts of rules. We're talking about a nurse sitting in her car and pleading, begging for something to be done that is definitely what I would consider a public health concern, a crisis, a risk. You're talking about a leaky roof, which could lead to just a whole plethora of issues.
And there's been allegations of mold and other infections that people get while they're in there, so on and so forth.
And we're talking about rodents in the hospital.
Okay, we got two calls. Let's get them out of the way.
My God.
And we'll jump right back in. Because I just threw up in my mouth and you said rodents because... Ugh.
Talking heads.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Hi.
Hey, it's Naughty.
Go ahead.
Tell me this, man. You ever ride? Remember when you used to ride out west? Everything used to look like a whole different place.
Which part of out west? Because I could tell you from that monstrosity of Ghost Lil Ben.
When you come from around, man, this is because they trying to say, Naughty, the whole of the Bahamas, the whole of Nassau look like they come and them a picture.
I'm telling you.
They'll pop down, eh?
The circumference of the island, if you ride it west all the way around to east, the whole circle, the circumference of the island, it's horrible. You go through the inner city, it's horrible. The roundabouts are horrible. I bet you, brother.
Remember, you go to the eastern thing and all that, man. All the houses, they're updated. The houses, everything for sale. It's like the country gets so wasted so bad, the people can't even maintain. They can't maintain. And then the kids, what happened is that the parents them died out. They couldn't maintain the homes.
They had to sell them, or now they're going derelict. I see it every day. Great.
Man, I mean, oh, man. This whole place, I'm talking about this place. It's a mess, man.
And people crying for another 5 years? Wow.
And the people them still campaigning. The people them coming out their yard, the bush. Sometimes, no, the people can't even see out the front door with the bush.
Man, stop, man.
My God, the verge is that high?
I call it stop, man.
Wow. People, look, they got to wake up and smell the coffee, man. I mean, they can't be fooled. And then some of them getting old now. But would they take a door now? No, they might get a couple of doors. They're trying to open up a next one. Old folks home, man. Big three-story.
Well, you need to, because we need some viable elderly facilities, for real.
Treat us all
You know, I always say we neglect the young and the old in this community, so props to you. If you need any help doing that, let us know. We'll
Thank
get
you
the
so
word
much,
out caller. For you. Good stuff, caller.
Have a great weekend.
Talking heads.
Good day.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Naughty and Madam MJ.
What's going on, Dennis the Menace?
Yeah, well, I call him because the shake a lot, Davil, he needs to let the public hear where that nurse has been reinstated.
Yep.
Correct.
And that will be news for the beginning of the week, because when my cousin, Kate Fernanda, didn't want to retire, and I got on this radio station and said, hey, you need to go, the next day, they had him saying he was retired. Now, Michael Davis, you are a very powerful man in this government, and that nurse's views wasn't wrong. She ain't stated nothing that was wrong. It has nothing to do with her performing her job. So I will call on you to see that she be reinstated.
Excellent.
And be on the job. Another point, they go on this one. When they was in Parliament trying to lie King Air, I came and I said, look, y'all stop talking foolishness, because you know they ain't buying no King Air. You know what I mean? Y'all know what the plane is all about, and we ain't got no two answers to that. So tell them, stop playing with us. Stop playing politics, like my boy Michael Pindad is saying his poem. Playing politics. We know what it is. Ain't no more 5 years from y'all, because the lady from Golden Isles saying y'all don't show up and y'all need to be gone. Vaughn Miller will watch over all of us.
Thank you so much. Have a nice weekend.
Talking heads.
Naughty, We don't hate you. You're just naughty by nature.
Boy, I'm so glad you called me. Now, my brother, are you here with me talking about?
I get. Before you finish, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, Mary Jane.
Hi, GNN.
Now, GNN.
Yes, sir.
Have you and I not discussed? And we could say more than a year, going on 2 years, correct?
Roughly 2 years.
About the conditions in the hospital on varying levels, correct?
Varying levels.
The last time,
GNN, text me, call me.
Last time we talked about the bricky grits, the grits so cold when you get it, it's bricky, you could actually patch the wall, correct?
Well, yes, you are correct. And let me make a disclosure, because I don't brag, but sometimes you got to say certain things. GNN was the one that the staff in the cafeteria in the kitchen came to with the conditions in there to have me as a former shop steward write a letter, and that is as a result of the kitchen being closed. GNN did that.
Mm.
Now, I rise on a point of information in this house, this honorable house, today, Naughty.
Go ahead.
Want to respectfully tell you to hold your accolades for Dr. Darvill. Just yet. Don't clap him up yet, because I will tell you
then
who
maybe
initiated.
Then maybe I should say the members not
yeah,
prepared to answer
right
at this time.
You ain't going too far, because at the initial of this thing with Sister Pearl, who I interact with every day, most patients every day, when this first kickoff, the only people who knew about this was PMH and PHA when they did to her. So I called her home and I said, Sister Pearl, what happened? And when she told me what happened, I tell her, well, you know, they ain't going to say that out there, but I got this. GNN got this. So what I did last week, a little over a week ago, I called Dr. Darvill. I messaged him. I WhatsApped him.
Okay.
I told him play by play what was going on. And what did he do?
Did he do?
Dr. Doolittle did nothing. He didn't answer me back. So what I did next? I go on to plan B and C.
Okay.
I call Dr. MacGyver.
Okay.
He put out a video. And I call Dr. Sang.
Oh.
Tell him. And he put out a video.
So you said you about this before those other doctors, and he didn't do anything. And now
Mary
he's responding?
Mary J., you see what your husband tell me? Now your husband says, GNN, you and I was talking for roughly 2 years.
Yeah.
He's correct. Everything happened in that hospital right there, Naughty. Dr. Darvill was the first person I messaged and WhatsApp.
Oh, wow.
Now, let me ask you this question, GNN, because we got to get to a couple other things, and I got to get to playing that statement by Sebastian today regarding the PRP in two terms, because I got texts wanting to hear that. But in your best capacity, having been on both sides in PMH as a patient and visiting and so on and so forth, are there any truth to the allegations that there are rodents, in your opinion, in the PMH?
You want to plead the fifth on that? Yeah, plead the fifth on that. We could read between the lines. Yeah, we got it.
Yeah, I can show you all the bar.
Thank you.
My God.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, GNN.
GNN, love you. Appreciate you. Have a great weekend, bro.
This is crazy. So the allegations about the, you know, just the unsafe conditions are just astounding. And
all right.
Can I remind everybody that having any kind of vermin, rodents in a hospital. I mean, hospitals are dealing with the most vulnerable immune systems, right? You have newborns, you have elderly, you have immunocompromised patients, right? Didn't we hear a lot about that during COVID, about how sterile the environment needs to be as these people's immune systems are so vulnerable? And you're telling me that the story isn't that there's been some emergency cleanup or that the situation is being handled right away. Thank you for bringing it to our attention. It's that, you know, how dare you embarrass us by going public with this? Absolutely astounding.
Burgess and Parks, et cetera, on camp because Beaches and Parks is not paying its contracted workers. That ain't the first time we've heard that. And there's a
over budget. How are we not paying? You know what? That's another story for another day. Thank you.
Hi, Naughty and MJ. Why don't they expand energy fixing the disgraceful PMH issue and address the merits of the issues rather
this
than
is
fluffy
what,
PR?
Thank you.
ANA protocol is a park, or ANA is a parking lot. Middle class Bahamians are going bankrupt trying to get hospital care privately because going to PMH is a death sentence. Good afternoon, Naughty Nems. Policies, why so many of our medical staff are accepting the offers from Canada, the U.S., and U.K. and leaving the frustrated working conditions at PMH. 44 years of substandard work environment. She should retire and leave the hellhole because market open in the U.S. and Canada.
You know what I realized, too? And would we've allowed to happen? Because I grew up in a very different Bahamas. I grew up in a Bahamas where politicians, more or less, were kind of forced to at least live with the consequences of their governance. There was no sneaking off to doctor's hospital and thinking that was fine. I remember a story when I was, maybe 12, and there was a little bit of a big, like a big brouhaha about a politician who had gone to doctor's hospital, right? And I had a conversation with my mom about it. I was like, well, what's the big deal? I went to, you know, doctor's hospital. And she's like, no, that's not, you know, the way to go. That's not acceptable. They are the ones, in many cases, underfund the public healthcare system.
Right.
They should be going to the Princess Margaret Hospital. That was expected once upon a time. And then somewhere along the line, they convinced Bahamians that it was okay for them to live outside of the consequences of their governance. That it was okay for them to go to a private hospital while we have to go to the underfunded public hospital. That it was okay for them to send their children to private schools while we have to live with the consequences of the underfunded public school system. That it was okay for them to put to shield and insulate their children from the D average, whereas we had to accept that for our children. And somewhere along the line, we lost our way as Bahamians in terms of holding them accountable. And this is the result. If they can live behind gated communities without consequence or without us saying, hey, you're not doing a good job in this, then crime is out of control. Then why do they have to worry?
They're never going
to. If their children don't have to get that D average education, why do they have to worry? If they don't have to go down to Princess Margaret to be treated by the same doctors and the machines or the lack of machines that the everyday Bahamian has to deal with, then why would it ever change? We have to hold our part and expect them and say to them, you should be living in the same system.
Correct.
That shows you the consequence of your governance as the rest of us. It's not okay what they're doing.
And you know, I agree. There's definitely an insulation. And like the texter said earlier, they don't really care. Or the caller said earlier, they don't really care. They get straight one way or another. And if they don't, aren't successful in another term,
often
to retirement they go. And some people come in $100 heirs, leave millionaires. We don't know how it happened.
They keep telling us it's all okay. Do you guys really think that if the prime minister of this country, if the deputy prime minister of this country had to live in Pinewood Gardens and wade out in 3 feet of water after a large rainstorm, that place would still look like that after 20 plus years?
But that would have been waterproof by now. That had special design that rain clouds couldn't come in, that they couldn't drop water there. The only water they could put down is what they put down. That water would not be welcome there.
It's not okay. They live outside of the consequences
of their governance.
And that's why a lot of the systems that are in place
they don't care.
Remain in place and things aren't changing.
But who was it that had that quote about the tyranny and the comfort and so on and so forth?
I'm going to think about that one.
I think that's very applicable.
Yeah, I'm going to think about that one.
Certain politicians could have their cocoon, but we're left out, a protective cocoon. But we're left outside to deal with the elements. And
exactly.
Then they don't want us to say anything. How dare we? At the end of the day, you work for us. You're on our dime. So focus your heads right and understand who you really work for.
It's a lot.
And maybe you should do a good job getting in if you get in on this go-round. So we don't have to think about changing the government every 5 years. You don't think we want good governance to give somebody else an opportunity to have another 5 years? Administration another 5 years based on their track record.
I found a quote, a very enlightened thinker, one of the best thinkers of the 19th century. His name is John Stuart Mill. He warned that democracy without accountability becomes the tyranny of the comfortable.
Bingo.
That's what we're living in.
The tyranny of the comfortable.
When politicians live outside the systems that they legislate, their comfort becomes their moral anesthetic. So if they could continue to just be outside of what we have to experience, then don't expect things to change right now.
All right, text who you asked for that Sabaz video. We got it coming up on the flip side of it for you. We'll break it down. We'll get your take on it. And MJ and I will break it down as well, too. All right, keep it right where you got it. The Friday, November 7th edition of Talking Heads will continue right after this.
Kiss it like food was good. Touch it like road on Friday. Need you like a trip there, Zuma. Gila, gila. Gila, gila. Gila, gila. Girl, I wanna. Gila, gila.
Feeding the crew? Fueling the cravings? There's something for everyone with the new KFC fill-up box. Serving 6 juicy pieces of chicken, 4 buttery biscuits, crispy fries to share, and 12 premium original recipe KFC nuggets, all packed into one crave-worthy box. Not a crumb's gonna survive when the KFC box hits the table. So dig in and do whatever the crunch you want with the KFC fill-up box. Only at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. A collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of...
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Some people come and go. Others work for you every single day, whether through free classes for students or programs for the elderly. We've been building Golden Isles for years, while others waited for their time to shine. I'm Brian Brown, and I know it is something you earn. On November 24th, vote FNM, because this time around, we're going with Brian Brown.
Paid for by the Free National Movement.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaport, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Oh, hush, my dear, it's been a difficult year. Terrorists don't prey on innocent victims. Trust me, darling. Trust me, darling. It's been a bloodless year. I'm a man of three fears. Integrity, faith, and rocket out tears. Trust me. Tell me what you wish I could escape it. Wish I could erase it. Make you happily, but I'm a bad liar.
We're back on the Friday, November 7th edition of Talking Edge. Your boy, Naughty Love, and Mary Jane in your company right up until 6 p.m. Imagine Dragons doing it to you right there. Bad liar. And listen, which one of our politicians is that applicable to? There's so many I could think of right now. So many I could think of.
All right, let's just do this because we have to text or request it to hear the comments. You can check it out on the Tribune's website. The comments from the Nurses Union president. So this section of the article in the Tribune reads, Bahamas Nurses Union President Muriel Lightburn said the video technically breached the union's contract, but added the nurse remained on paid leave. Speaking generally, the union president noted that action should have purpose, aiming for change and solutions rather than creating chaos. Quote, I don't know your fight. I don't get in anybody else's fight if I don't know what you're fighting for. But I believe that whatever we do, we ought to do it with a purpose in mind and not just to cause chaos, but to bring change and to bring resolutions to whatever the fight is, end quote. I mean, really? When their next election? Because, boy, really? Mm. As you gather from that, wow. You're not aware of the conditions that most of your members are working under? Really?
Wow.
Anyway, so that's that. We have the...
I'm still trying to wrap that statement of like you mean, don't know what's really going on?
It's like...
What are you doing?
When y'all elections, because boy, I tell you.
Boy, nurses, if I vote for you, I would just simply say with anyway, that kind of answer,
anyhow,
man, they need to drop you like a bad habit.
Someone talking about the conditions is just to cause chaos? I mean, I'm trying to read between the...
Now.
Anyway, let's move on.
For this clip, the texters who missed
it's
out
like
on it.
10 people sent us this clip.
We will play this clip, all right? And I want to hear your... And you'll hear our opinions on it. And I'll be honest with you, let's play it right now, and then we'll be back. Go ahead.
This is the candidate for Fort Charlotte.
The PRP ratified candidate for Fort Charlotte, Sebastian Bastien.
Talking about
this government needing another term.
I think, yes, we're just about to do something historic in terms of two terms, and it's necessary for us to go two terms as a country. We have racked up so much deficit and missed opportunities and prosperity based because we keep resetting. The progress that is being made, though all of the things that we set out to do are not quite done yet, we've done a lot, we have a lot more to go. We have to invest and vote into progress. This is about progress, and this is about continuing what has been started, all of the hard work, the heavy lifting. We can't go in that stop, repeat and cancel cycle, because as a country that doesn't do us any service, and we're left holding the bag of missed opportunities. So there's only one way this election should go if you want a better Bahamas, and that's PLGO.
What did you just say about being insulated from the real Bahamas, like what's really going on? Because no offense, like my son say, Sebas, cap. I won't call you a bad liar like Imagine Dragons, so I can say cap. What are you talking about? Five more years of this? Five more years of misspeaking? Light bills up the wazoo? Cost of living going out the roof? Healthcare being compromised? Immigration being compromised? Bahamians becoming second-class citizens in their own country?
I mean,
really? The education system, I mean, we could go on and on and on and on. That's what you got to say. Let me just make this one point.
No, go ahead.
Let me show you the dots ahead of time. Like how I call a football game out, let me call this out right now. All right? And whenever you want to come on the show, Sabaz, the open invitation is here for you to come on the show, represent your position, and for God's sake, break down what you meant in that statement right there. Because you know what I'm reading? From a couple months ago when you said cabinet ministers need a raise. And I jumped up on this show and say, what? You got an intention to run for politics? And now you're the ratified candidate for Fort Charlotte and you already talking about we? Who's we? You ratified. Thank God you haven't contributed to this mess. But what are your solutions to get us out of this mess? Another 5 years of this team that put us in this hellhole? What I think it is you want to make sure you get in so they can push hard for that 25-year moratorium. So it'll be worth your while with a cabinet minister's salary and now gambling moratorium for another 25 years. I think there's a method and a calculated method to your madness. But again, I don't think you care about Bahamians. I don't think you care about people in Fort Charlotte. I think you're cocooned and insulated in your ivory tower. And this is like an ulterior motive. That's what I think. That's why you're saying they need another 5 years to service your agenda.
So obviously, Mr. Bastian's comments are hyper-partisan, right? But I think I want to say something here that I consider to be important. Maybe some persons don't, but I consider it to be important. What Mr. Bastian is suggesting is radical to the Constitution of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. The Constitution of the Bahamas is founded on representative democracy. Article 65.
Repeat that question. Representative democracy.
Article 65 provides for Parliament to dissolve every 5 years at most, guaranteeing citizens the right to review, to renew, or to remove leaders. Bringing forth the very specious argument that progress is hindered by us practicing the democratic rights enshrined in our Constitution, it's borderline dangerous thinking. Dangerous thinking, particularly from someone who has not even been elected yet. 5 years is not a short time. Can I say that again? You have members of Congress in the U.S. that go every 2 years. You have presidents that go every 4 years. Here, our Constitution says 5 years. That is what you get. That's the job. You can get your work done then. Is it the people's fault that you wait 4 years to pave roads? Is it the people's fault that you introduce a program for food stability and you don't bother getting anything done until...
pass away in order for these jobs to get done?
Till 3 months or so before the next election. It's not the people's fault. But to suggest that stability itself in a country depends on political continuity is absolutely wrong. Stability in this country and many others depends on the strength of our institutions. So if you put a program in place and that program does not survive your 5 years, it was never a real program. It was propped up politically. It was scaffolded. And so to say to us that the deficit of all things, the deficit is a result of us continuously changing parties. No, changing parties, if and when it's necessary, is not only something that's expected, it's absolutely our duty as Bahamians.
Because
we are to review.
Governments work for us.
We are to review your performance every 5 years. That is the job. You get 5 years. And if you're not even in the House of Parliament yet, and you're saying to us that that's not sufficient time, or you want us to do away or not properly exercise our right to stop, review, and cancel failing administrations, then I don't think you have a place in the Parliament at all. I don't think you deserve to be there because you're fundamentally misunderstanding what it is our Constitution is calling for Bahamians to do, what it is that's the job of the people. So I'm very surprised that he made
again,
these statements.
We extend the invitation. Please feel free. Let us know. Call our producer. Get in touch with Guardian Radio. The invitation extended. Come on the show and break it down for us.
It's one thing to say, give my party another chance because we want to do X, Y, and Z. But it's a whole other ball game when you invert the stagnation that we experience and you say it's the fault of, as opposed to saying it's the failure of governments. That's why we change them.
Yeah,
you're twisting around. Who's at fault in this situation?
You know what I'm getting for this? Suck up another 5 years of incompetence and failing administration so your agenda could get serviced faster than not.
It's a total
crazy
inversion, and it's a remarkable to me. I understand that these political hopefuls take lessons and they do their little capsules and stuff to understand. Please sit your hopefuls down and show them the Constitution, teach them the Constitution, and explain to them why every 5 years we have this process, because by that thinking, we should have never changed the Minnis administration. Just give them another 5 years to keep their progress going. We should have never changed the Christie administration before that, the one that that turned a referendum into an opinion poll. By this thinking, we should have not said, no, we're going to stop this. This is our job.
And to what blame, I'm saying, if both those administrations were battling for the worst government in the history of this country, and now this administration is coming along, and by far and away is the landslide, unanimous choice amongst Bahamian as the worst administration so far, why are you trying to tell us we need 5 more years of this? Why?
And it assumes, another fallacy is the way that he's framed it. It assumes that political continuity automatically equals progress and national development. It absolutely does not. We have to ensure that our systems and our institutions are strong. It doesn't matter which political party is at the helm. If your programs make sense to the nation and they're moving us forward, strong institutions, not with the continuity of political parties. And I find it very disingenuous for him to turn this around on Bahamians and blame the lack of progress in his eyes on us exercising our constitutional rights to stop governments where we feel that they need to be reformed.
Sabas could have at a minimum listed the processes being made that needed to be continued. I am sure if his business leadership performed like this, he would have fired them on the spot.
Without a doubt.
Duplicity and hypocrisy personified.
Without a doubt.
Political continuity exists in the Bahamas, just not under the same administration. Sabas has failed to think deeply on a system he wants to lead.
You have to think deeper than these surface level. You know, I'd heard this before. I never really gave it much thought because it's such a shallow way of thinking about, you know, leadership and governance. It does not depend on political parties. Our stability comes from the strength of our institutions. I cannot say that enough times. Do not let these politicians tell you that you have to keep voting for them, even when they're performing poorly, in order for us to progress. Because that absolutely makes no sense and it's kind of perverse the way that they've been problems that have been stagnating us. It's not us changing governments that's the stagnation. It's governments not performing up to par that has stagnated this country.
All I can tell you is, Mr. Johnson and Eleuthera, I get the point. Calm yourself down, okay?
What did Mr. Johnson and Eleuthera
just
say?
Just my God. Naughty, it is imperative that you tell Dwight Strawn, please give Mary Jane her own show.
Oh, boy.
And it's imperative that you know that, you know, a lot of people say the same thing.
Can
Mr.
I say
Johnson,
this?
There's only one Talking Heads, often imitated, cheaply, by the way, but never duplicated. It's the talk show that other talk shows listen to. It's called Chemistry.
I love the team over here at
Guardian.
And what
you're trying to do, taking my wife from me and Pearly, you crazy. And that sounded bad from me and then / Pearly. No relation.
The Oxford comma. Right?
Yes, thank you. You go play tennis, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you so much. The whole point of it is that we just need more Bahamians to speak out. And when politicians make these arguments that make no sense, that are quite frankly self-serving, then we have to speak out about it and we have to push back on it. Because it makes no sense what he's suggesting.
Naughty, you and your lovely wife, MJ, will soon be offered by this government a lucrative ambassadorship posting in Russia, all expense paid.
Russia?
How about Spain?
I'm making Belarus.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah,
making Ukraine. Oh, my gosh. We get the point. I'm texting.
Naughty, the lady spoke of the FNM being corrupt, but isn't the leader of the COI? Okay. He didn't say anything. Vote us back in because the debt is high?
No, he says that the deficit.
Oh, the deficit is high.
Yeah. He made kind of an assumption that, you know, we've wrecked havoc on the deficit because we keep, which is the absolute, like, I haven't heard, like, crazy bad arguments, but that one is really up there with one of the worst I've heard in a while.
Naughty, say what? Thank you for playing that clip from Sabas. I guess I'm taking from what I heard, is he like, that's to become the prime minister of the Bahamas. Nothing else but that. And I guarantee the PLP execs will dismantle after he runs for PLP leader. That's why he wants the PLP to be there for another 5 years.
If the Progressive Liberal Party government, any government, the Free National Movement government, any government is going in the right direction, then they will get that support from the people. But to suggest that we're not moving forward because the people see that reform is needed, and to blame, to say that we've lost so many opportunities, what about mismanagement? How many opportunities have we lost because of mismanagement?
Don't forget, now, this is from a Texas. Don't forget, Naughty and MJ, they had 4 years of a great growing economy. A lot of people feel the same way. What does MJ really think? What does MJ really think about Sebas? I think you just heard it.
I think that.
Sebas, is that you texting in? Come on the show, buddy.
I think that Ms. Sebastian and all candidates and even some incumbents do need to sit down and focus more on learning about the Constitution of the Bahamas, our Constitution, and so that they don't make these arguments to be reelected that really aren't based in sound thinking, but that they just present your plans and your ideas. It's not, oh, y'all causing us to regress because y'all don't continue on a foolish path. If the Bahamian people find that what you've done is great work, you will be reelected. If they find that your work is wanting, you will be out the door.
There you go. Not an MJ Sebas is only trying to reflect the oligarchs and boys and the big business fellas locally. Enough. This is why they love the D-average. Make the voters believe they have no right to demand better. Good stuff. And listen, somebody, I got to double check this, but is that a food voucher for Golden Ass from Super Value with Senator Darren Pickstock's name on it for $50?
A food voucher?
A food voucher.
You mean like a gift certificate or something?
Yeah. See here, hold on. WAP. Look at that. I'm looking at a food voucher that says Super Value, Food Stores Limited, entitles the bearer blank to groceries in the amount of $50 and expires in 2026, courtesy of Senator Darren Pickstock.
I'm a little uncomfortable with some of these things that are happening.
One buying peanut, one putting out food voucher.
A little uncomfortable.
Boy, all that spending, PLB must be nervous.
I know, I'm happy for everybody that's getting some relief, but some of this is a little borderline.
Suspect. Anyway, it's that time, man, for MJ, for Pearly, this your boy Naughty. Have a great weekend, Bahamas. We'll pick it up on Monday.
What about
don't
the sports?
The Press Box, yes. Each and every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right here on Guardian Radio 96.9. And I got not one, but two cases of Bud Light to give away this Sunday. So the whole gang for the Press Box. And like I said, for MJ, for Pearly, for Mr. Producer, and everybody who chimed in, all our talking
have
heads.
Have a great
good
weekend.
Stuff. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you Monday right here on Talking Heads, the talk show that other talk shows listen to.
Girl, I wanna hold you like a cup of honey, lick you like food so slam, slam you like God, love you like Christmas bonus, squeeze you like my last dollar, kiss you like food was good, touch you like road on Friday, need you like a trip to Zuma.
If you come from the island, you know nothing is more important than family. I am Brian Brown, and the people of Golden Isles are my family. I'm proud to serve my neighbors and friends. I'm asking for your vote to be your next MP. I believe in showing up all the time, not just election time. So on November 24th, vote FNM, because this time around, we are going with Brian Brown.
Paid for by the Free National
There
Movement.
Is a new king in town, and the only place to find him is at Burger King Nassau. Introducing the Cheesy Ring King, featuring two juicy flame-grilled beef patties stacked with American cheese, crisp bacon, sweet barbecue sauce, honey mustard, and the crown jewel. Three golden mozzarella rings served on a soft, buttery brioche bun. It's bigger, it's better, and it's cheesier. Want just cheese rings? They're available as a side, too. Get the Cheesy Ring King at any of Burger King Nassau's seven locations. Available for a limited time only.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.